We are back, and tonight we're talking with Chris Garcia, who is a psychic. And how you doing tonight, Chris?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm actually excited to be on because, I mean, you know what? It's funny when y'all were talking. I know y'all were talking about your own stuff, but it's funny that you mentioned that because what I was going to say is that I don't believe, sorry, hold on, sorry, I got to lower that. But thing is, I don't believe in coincidences. I do believe there's a reason why we found each other. Of course, it's for advertisement too, but
oh, yeah.
I do feel that there's a reason why we cross each other's path. And it's weird because I don't even know how long you've been on my Facebook. Hi, Margaret. But thing is, it's just weird. I can't even pinpoint, you know, what it is. And it's not just a knowing why. It's just there's got to be a reason. There's got to be a reason behind it. And I do believe that God blesses us in so many ways. Mm-hmm. But I just see it as it's a blessing to me. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I believe the same. Everybody meets the people in their lives for a reason. There's always a reason behind it.
But, yes.
So, Chris, first question right now out of the box. First question for you, just so people can kind of get an understanding and maybe know you a little better. What got you interested and started with the paranormal and becoming a psychic?
Well, first of all, it runs in my family. My gifts started blossoming when I was like about 5. It goes from my mom, which my mom's still alive. Then my grandmother passed away in 92. My first encounter was I had an imaginary friend, but I didn't know it was a spirit guide at the time. But yeah, it's been just a crazy journey as you know, discovering my gift. But yeah, that's how it came out. Like my first experience too was when people, it was weird, Mark, because people came to me and I didn't say, of course, I didn't have the label that said Psychic Kumar Forehead because I was just a kid, you know. So, you know, I just had my normal being self and I was very quiet. I was like very shy. When, you know, I didn't really have that many friends. I was more of a loner. I was always like back in the shadows, just observing like all the kids playing. So I had a few friends, but I was more just looking at everybody playing. So I grew up very shy. As a matter of fact, I still am, but you would think, how can you be shy if you're on radio? No. I had my acting. Yeah. Well, I'll go talk about that later. But yeah, I think when it started happening, when I started like doing readings was probably, I want to say, in middle school, people were like, is your name Chris? And I'm like, yes. And I was like, this is weird. So, you know, I started reading people. I didn't know what I was doing. I just started, they asked me, well, can you tell me this? Can you tell me that? And I told things and it's just a lucky guess. So time went on. And then, like, it blossomed more in high school where people just said, oh, here comes the witch down the hall. So, yeah, because back then, psychic was considered a witch, you know. But it was just so weird because, you know, it just grew up so fast. And then my gifts, I guess, I don't remember when that first show I did. I was maybe 2016. Maybe even 2017. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the gift, it started enhancing. And then I started just coming out of the network. When Facebook first came out, if you remember how Facebook, when your picture was like so small in the corner, I've been on Facebook since then. I was doing reading through text message. And then after that, I just said, I'm not doing this. These readings through Messenger. So now I usually do readings through either Messenger or a room that I call the Chris's room, or I'll do it like through the phone. So I've been doing readings for a very long time. Of course, I'm a psychic, clairvoyant, clairsentient. I have all the clairs. I also have the ability to remote view, see auras, automatic writing, channeling, talk to the dead. You can say I'm a paranormal person. I love it. I just love it. It's just like going into a candy store, so to speak. And then, like, I work on missing persons cases. So I do a lot of different stuff. So it's like it never really stops. For me, there's always something going on with me. But yeah, it's just crazy. I can't complain. And I actually love what I do because I wouldn't change it for anything. I love helping people and reaching out because it's who I am, and I can't complain. I really can't.
Well, no, if I had your gifts, I think I'd be pretty diggum happy too.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. I never really, it really didn't bother me. Sometimes people ask me, like, do you regret having your gifts or would you change anything? And I told them, no, I wouldn't change anything. If I had the chance to relive it again, I would do it over. So, yeah.
Yeah, but would you do it the same way? Are you sure there's nothing?
That's, you know, well,
sure
that's
there's nothing you would change.
It's as far as the psychic work, if I had a chance to change something, maybe choosing some of my friends that I thought they were my friends, they were really not my friends. That would be some things I would change of my circle, making my circle small. And that's the only thing I could think of at the time, in the moment. But that is a very good question. I like that because as far as the gifts, I wouldn't change. It's just the people that I was surrounded by. Sometimes I wonder, why did I go through it? Yeah, it's got me thinking now because you... Yeah. There's a reason.
What was
for
that,
everything.
Joe?
You got to be careful what you do if you go and change things in the past, because if even the littlest way you
affect
or me could cause a different ripple or effect.
Well, you know he's going to try and get onto this. Joe's going to try and get onto the timeline thing. Any opportunity, if there is actual an opportunity to go to the past and change something, what you're doing is just the sure action of doing that actually creates a new timeline.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny you say that because when I look at my past, I know that I have a descendant that people are very afraid of that goes back to New Orleans time, back in the 1800s. But yeah, it's something that, you know, I wouldn't change that because I know that there's different lives that I've had. Being a gypsy witch that I had, I was in Salem. I was also had a past life in New Orleans. The only thing I can say about what you asked, Mark, when you said if I wouldn't change anything, I would change what I didn't finish. I would try to finish in this life. I would do my best to become better than all my other lifetimes. Because if there was something that I seemed like I hurt somebody's feelings, I'm just saying an example, or if I hurt somebody, I would not want to do that repeat of, you know, if I was evil in a different time frame, which all my lifetimes, as I remember, right off the top of my head, I don't remember any time that I was ever evil. But if there was maybe like a past life that I don't remember, I would not want to repeat that because that's not who I am. I'm very humble. I care about people. I care about helping. That has never changed. I got that from my mom because she's a person that loves helping people. But then when you help people, sometimes you notice that it's kind of like people take you for granted for what you do. So it kind of makes you wonder why people do that. I guess it's because of jealousy or anger or something of that sort. So, yeah.
I think a lot of times it's jealousy because they see that you're capable of doing something that they won't be able to or mm-hmm. can't at the time.
Yes.
And therefore they want to be able to do what you do, but yet they're not able to. So therefore they take advantage of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what's funny? You say that because when I look back at it, it is kind of weird that you say that because, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, I've gotten so much validation on my Facebook, but some people ask me like, how do you do it? Hi, Holly. But thing is to me is I wouldn't, you know, I'm at the end of the day, I'm just me. You know, I like the feedback. I love the validations. I love interacting with people that are like me, stuff like that. But but yeah, it's just something that that I love to do, and I'm cool. grateful for God giving me this gift and helping others.
Yeah, it's great to have a gift that you can help others with. Holly's asking a question if we take questions in here. And yes, Holly, we do take questions, but when we're talking with persons like Chris here that are psychics, we ask our viewers to not ask any reading type questions. So, anyway.
That's the only thing that they don't ask is, they don't ask for rainy readings on here. So that's something that I don't know if anybody is aware of. And like I told them, to me, it doesn't matter. An interview is an interview. You sometimes get to know the person beyond who they are, and you learn from them. So I just feel like, you learn from people, and it doesn't always have to be a show about readings. It's just getting to know the person behind the work that the person does. So yes, I do agree with that.
Right. So, Chris, have you, besides doing like unsolved cases and stuff like that, do you ever go out with like paranormal teams? Like
Yes, I do. I've done that a few times. And I've assisted them, and like I said, I don't expect anything in return. And there's times where I've done even my own little investigation when I was by myself. I've gone to different locations and stuff, and I like to explore things and like to test my gifts and those kind of things. So that's funny that you ask, because, it's just something that you learn all the time, that you learn more about yourself as you go along about like, okay, well, do you just do psychic readings? Do you do mediumship? But doing investigations, I think that's it's a challenge. hi, Beth. But thing is that you give back to people no matter how you do it, no matter what field you work in. And I've had a few cases where they interrogated me, believe it or not, when it came to missing cases. There was two, but I told them, I said, if you want to check me out, go ahead. I have nothing to hide. I never had nothing to hide, and I can't complain. And that's it again. I didn't hear you.
That what you were saying? You worked.
Yes, I worked with law enforcement before. Yes, I've done that maybe like once or twice, maybe even three times. I can't remember offhand, but some of them do have my contact number. I do have. Let's say it again.
I bet some of those cops have to be some of your biggest skeptics.
Yeah. There. Yeah. Yeah, it's weird that you say that. But yeah, it's been just kind of interesting to me. I mean, I wouldn't, it's just an experiment that I like to do. And then other things I've done, it was use psychometry. And then I do believe in reincarnation, that you can come back as an animal. I've said that on other shows. Past life regression, past life readings, my channel. And then one thing I don't know why I'm being told, but I do feel like there is people that have, I don't know if it's somebody that's asking me, have I ever came across a hostile case where there was like demonic activity? No, I have not, but I can pick up on demons. I'm picking that up telepathically. But yes, it's something that that I can pick up on, but it's not something I would do, work with demonic cases. But yeah, I can
Right.
pick it up though. Hi guys. So
Yeah, I've had some interesting stuff in my past, so I'm kind of jaded to a lot of this mess because of the things that happened to me.
Yeah, and it makes you
So
think.
how long now, I'm not trying to pry and get it out of you how old you are, but how long have you been actually working with the police departments, and how much of a skeptic are they?
I want to say on the top of my head it's like 30 years. Maybe even more. It could be. I'm just guessing an estimate. How much of they're a skeptic? Ooh, that is a very good question too. I've came across where there was one time where I never called this department, but I did call, and they said, "Don't ever call again." But there's times where I've had even yes, I mean I've had even people being rude to me. Hi, Leanne. But thing is. It's weird when you think about it because as being intuitive and a advisor and being psychic, you would think we would be respected. You would think that they would honor us and treat us like a king or queen, when you walk in, and they would appreciate your services. But sometimes, being who you are and being in the spotlight and helping people, some of them are not appreciative in the work that we do because they go by proof, they go by evidence. And that's how they go by. And I've learned as time goes on, I'm learning to be myself and I'm not going to change. And this is what you see is what you see is what you get, And if you like me, if you don't, too bad. But one thing, the other thing I've done, and I don't know if you're going to ask me, Mark, but I'm being told that you might be asking me this or spirit's asking.
Go
Since
ahead.
sometimes with law enforcement, if I can avoid working with them, I will do it. I will work with family. There's been a few cases where I've worked with family and I get better results. Because they mentioned me and say, oh yeah, well I know this guy named Psychic, Chris, and he's on Facebook. So when I give them what I'm seeing, I said, if you want to tell them my name, you can. And they've asked me, do you mind if I tell them? Do you mind if I give them the website? And I said, yeah, go ahead. You want to give them my number? Let them check me out. I don't care. So I've gotten references like that and. Then like that, they've kept my number and they're like, well, we heard a lot of good things about you. So sometimes working with family has benefited me because there's people that are still on my Facebook that I still, that I still work with. So they know my reputation on how the readings come out when I tell them. I said, do not tell me anything. And that's the thing with any type of work I do, Mark, I like to go in blind. I don't like to know anything on any, no matter what it is, even on investigations, if there's like a haunting or a residential or a business, I don't like to be told any information when I'm going to a location.
Yeah. Yeah, that way you can actually use that to your advantage, because using your gifts, you can prove to whoever would be skeptic that you actually are capable of doing what you say.
Well, it makes sense.
Yeah, it does make
sense. Yeah, yeah, and it's true. Yeah, that's why I tell them that, you know, I just don't like to be told anything. And then, you know what's kind of weird, and I don't think I've ever told anybody that's listening to the broadcast. At one time, I told my mom long time ago, and I laugh about it now. I told my mom, I'm going to be a policeman. Okay?
That's what I was going to do.
Yeah. And, yeah, and I told my mom, I'm going to be a policeman. I'm here to serve and protect, right? And then I think probably I told her that when I was probably like between seven and 10. And then something came over me, like around 15, some when I was a teenager. I said, hell no. You know, as I guess I started picking up things with my guys, and they're like, you're not going to want to be a policeman because they're going to treat you like shit, you know? And then you have to go to the academy, and you have to be, you know, and you gotta work hard to get in, and some of them, they treat you like shit. So I said, you know what? I look back at it now, and I see myself as my own detective, because I see myself as the psychic detective, because sometimes when you do readings, it's like you're doing your detective work, but you're using your abilities to see what you pick up. That what detectives use or law enforcement use, they see by, okay, you know what? I found a gun. Here's a gun. A psychic can't do that, you know, or the person, or say like if they don't have no witnesses and they say, well, we have no witnesses to the crime. And if a psychic can tell them what the person looks like, and they have their suspicions, and you can give them a name, then they're just how do you do that? Like, but yeah, it's just, but sometimes I've done that, and it's funny that you said that, Joe, because I didn't, I did want to be a cop, and still, sometimes I think about it, I ain't gonna lie to you, I still want to work with some of them. I've worked with a few of them, but like to work with the whole department so they can know who I am. Mm-hmm. But then again, I guess my reputation will, they'll find me sooner or later. They're going to want to have to work with me, even if they don't want to, because I know that some of them, they go by evidence, and there's a lot of cops that are skeptic. But I see that, you know, with other law enforcement, I've been blessed that they talk to me, but some departments that are just, I don't know. I just see it as they're just rude, and for the hard work that we give, dedication, just like them, we use our mind and we use our impressions and our visions to get information. I would think that being paranormal or supernatural gifts that we have, that we would have more respect from society, but society has banned us from being weird to devil worshippers, to just are using our gifts to hurt people. But yeah, it's just, that's the thing that kind of disappoints me with society. I just feel like we should be appreciated more, not just because of our gifts, but be respected as human beings, that we have feelings too, you know? Yes, we get our own impression, but it's sad that, you know, that some of them, they just don't prefer not to use a psychic. But then if you really think about it, if you can't find no evidence, and it's a cold case, and say the cold case is like 3 years old, what do you have to lose?
Yeah,
you haven't found anything anyway.
That's the thing I never understood about it. You know, why they don't use more, you know, psychics or mediums, people like that, that have those special gifts, because you've got nothing to lose. You know,
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's a cold case. You know, 3-4 years old. I mean, there was a cold case.
Yeah.
that they could have probably had solved several times if they would have, you know, but they did. After about 10 years, somebody said, oh, yeah, it's, you know, and, yeah, you know, they found the body. And it's like, okay, yeah. I should have done that sooner. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not that the guy would have had a chance.
But I've done that, too, where, and the thing, too, is that I've even told, you know what I've done, too, Joe, is that there's times where I've even told them where the body was, okay? I told them a few cases where I told them, I said, if you don't find them by this time and by this location, you're going to find them by blah, 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 blah. And what really got me is even, of course, I don't expect nothing, but they didn't even call me to even tell me thank you. Well, they found the body and it came out on the news and they never mentioned, oh, well, we got hit by a psychic or nothing like that. And you're just looking at, like, I called all this time to help y'all. And you can't even just give a thank you. You don't have to mention my name. You can't even give me a thanks just for me helping you. Because the loved ones are looking for their uncle. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Hi, Veronica. But.
Yeah, one of the problems when we were younger and you know, when I was 18, when I was 15, I started getting an interest in Wicca. And that was always looked on as being bad, like being evil and stuff. Same way with having your abilities, your psychic abilities, you know, if you especially during the 80s and 90s, if you exhibited any of those, they were always looked at as being, you know, you in league with the devil. So that's why a lot of us had to be kind of in the shadows with them, because we couldn't actually come out and say and do it. But now, finally, in today's society, it's more accepted and it's more acceptable. And I believe that's because, that's because we are finally entering into what would be called the Great Awakening. That
you have, that is true. You have
you have a younger generation that is actually having more abilities happening for them. They're able to tap into the the paranormal realm. The psychic realm to be able to use all that. So and hopefully they'll keep going.
That's
that way.
True. That, you know what's funny?
You know, we'll finally become enlightened as a species, and maybe, just maybe, we'll fix all the screws up the scripts that we've made.
Yeah, that's, you know what, it's true that you say that, because you know what? When I look at all these shows, because I watch, I'm a very big fan of the Travel Channel, you know, because I've seen that there was cops that were cops, right? And they had a paranormal experience. And when they said, I've worked for this department, but they don't train when it comes to something that you can't see. When a cop experiences a paranormal phenomenon, say, like, if there's a house that's abandoned, because there was this one show episode where I was looking where this guy in the department, they kept getting this call. Okay, this house was abandoned because there was a family that lived there. After the family's parents passed away, they just let the house go and they just didn't want nothing to do with it. So it just got back to the bank and the bank just, you know, were trying to sell it, but they never did. So the house was with the history of the people that died in the house. So this cop comes, and I'm looking at him on the TV show. He walks in, and he's, like, looking because there's no electricity. Okay, he goes in through the back door, and all the lights are on. There's no phone disconnected. He goes in and he looks, and the phone's there exactly. Everything's all dusty. And he's just looking and he's talking about, you know, all his thoughts. And he remembers where he found the body in the closet. And he says, I need to get the hell out of here. So the spirits were talking to him and asking for help, but he was like, how can I help you? You're dead, you know? So, you know, I look back at it and I'm thinking, dude, you didn't believe in the paranormal, but look what happened to you. You're mm-hmm. a skeptic by nature, because that's what you're not trained to do that kind of work. And I do believe this too. Some people probably are not going to admit to it. But one thing I know for a fact, there is psychics that are gifted on the down low. Mm-hmm. They don't tell their chief. They don't tell their lieutenants. I do believe that there's a few psychics. Maybe, if anything, I want to say hold on, I'm getting a message. Okay, I want to say like between 4 and 5. Maybe even less than that. It could be like 3 people that are gifted that work on the department, but they don't share their personal gifts with law enforcement because they're like they said, they're not trained to use it. But when they're away from the department or away from the building and they investigate, they use their gifts privately because they don't want to be called an outcast or weird.
They're afraid to show it because
they're afraid
of ridicule from the other.
Yeah, and when I look back at it, I'm thinking, I do feel that, and it's so strange, and I've always told people this. For the people that don't believe in the paranormal, they are the ones are the profound to experience the worst of the mm-hmm. worst paranormal mm-hmm. phenomenon. Mm-hmm. And they might not believe in a psychic, or they might not believe in an intuitive advisor, like Beth says. But the thing mm-hmm. is that when they don't believe, who are they looking for? Who are they looking for? They don't believe in psychics, right? They're looking for Chris. They're looking mm-hmm. for Beth. Or they're looking for Becky. Or they're looking for Chip Coffee. Or they're looking for Amy Allen. And then you just say, well, I grew up a skeptic. And you're just looking at them like, if you grew up a skeptic, then the big thing is, why the hell are you calling me?
Yep. Yep.
And they're just with their mouth, they're with their mouth, and they don't know what to tell you.
I actually kind of want to respond to what Beth said there. That she said they, when I was talking about the younger generation, she said they need guidance more and more. They are not responsible or safe when it comes to their gifts. Well, see that now. This is directed towards Beth as an answer for her comment there. That's why they have people like Chris, people like Beth, people like me even. We're there with our experiences and we've already made mistakes so we can actually help guide them.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And that's why when you ask for us, they have their mouth dropped and they're like, well, I didn't believe in psychic, but you're my last resort. And you're just like, okay, thanks a lot. Like, they leave you like you're like a piece of crap. But when we can validate something, they're like, oh my God, Chris knew that. There's no way. Or Mark, oh, there's just no way you could have known that. Or Beth or anybody, whoever they use, when they come to us and give validation, they're like, you know what? That's when they apologize and say, you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't believe in the supernatural, but now I'll be damned. I believe in now because my door opens or I saw a demon in my house. And you're just like, And that's all you can say because we're used to the paranormal. It's like the paranormal finds us. For the ones that are not, that are skeptic, like I said, they are the ones that experience the most phenomena. And that's one thing I've never understood. Why? Why does it have to be a cop, like I told you about on the Travel Channel, have to experience a paranormal phenomenon when he was never, he didn't grow up that way? Why did he have to experience that? Because maybe there's something other than the other side. There's something to the other side.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot to it. And, Beth, it's called patience.
I know. She. I can hear her laughing already, but she's a real good friend of mine, too. By the way, she's a very good supporter. And
she's
the thing
awesome.
Is that I, like, what? Yeah, I know. She's awesome. And I actually saw a broadcast that you had her on. So, yeah, because I've been looking at y'all's your wall and stuff. But but the thing is that it really kind of just, you really think that society needs to really open their damn eyes and wake up and say, hey, guys, you need to wake up. We're here. God sent us here for a purpose. You might not believe in our gifts, but our gifts are real. But if you say you know about God, this is what I've always told people. You say you know God, you read the Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before he was born, Mother Mary knew what she was having. Okay? So his gift came from inherited. And then there was times where if you look at the movies that he, that different movies like Mel Gibson made, The Passion of the Christ.
Passion of the Christ.
When you look at these movies, yeah, that's one of my favorite ones, by the way. when you look at these movies, you look at it and it's kind of like he healed people. What is that? What is it that you can explain that he healed people? Like, say, if he had a wound, they had a wound. He didn't just put a Band-Aid on it. He just put his hand over it and healed them. But, of course, everybody says they know God. Well, unfortunately, you don't, because, you know, and it's sad because they don't see that our gifts come from him. And it really kind of upsets me that they think that there's nothing beyond this life. Like, oh, that's a good subject, Margaret. They don't believe in aliens. That's a whole nother subject. Oh, my God. They think that people that are skeptic don't believe in aliens, don't believe in demons, don't believe in angels. All they believe is what's in front of them.
I can tell
you're living a reality.
I can tell you for a fact, I know that demons do exist. Because I have faced them.
Wow.
I had a girlfriend that was a brujo. And she played a lot with the dark side. And she brought demons into our lives. And I had to face them.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
I am dead serious.
Wow. I'm going to ask you something, Mark. Now that you mentioned
I even had.
How old were you when you had that experience, if you don't mind me asking?
I was 21. 21, almost 22.
Wow.
I actually had shared a dream with her where I had to face a demon in the dream.
Oh, my.
It was nuts. It was crazy.
Wow.
But she brought him into our lives because of that. And that's why I say a lot of the stuff I experienced when I was younger, I'm jaded to a lot of this. That's why things don't bother me. That's why I don't have the flight response.
Yeah, because you know they exist. Yeah. Yeah, because that's why they, you know, we know that they exist. I've never encountered a demon, but I know they're there. I don't have to fucking go outside and know that they're there. I know they're there because I can feel them. I can see them. It's just annoying that you know that they're there because, and it's crazy too, because I'm going to go there. people don't believe that if you cannot believe in a psychic, you cannot believe in a medium, you can't believe in an intuitive advisor, you know, and you're a skeptic, but you believe in Bigfoot. That's paranormal too.
Yeah, Bigfoot's paranormal.
That's what I'm saying. I don't comprehend people sometimes. Yes, everything is beyond that. What's supernatural, like fairies, you know, everything is paranormal, but it's just they have to have it in front of them to say, okay, well, can you prove something? If you have a gift, can you make something disappear? You know what? Well, there's times where I'm not kidding you. When I first started, there was this one person that said, I don't believe in what you do, but can you prove something to me? And I'm just looking at them on the phone like, really? And at that time, I was already like, people already knew me. And I told them flat out, I said, you know what? Number one, I don't need to prove nothing to you. Number two, look at my Facebook and look at all the good feedback I have. Or if you want to have references, I'll give you numbers. Hold on, let me ask. And then I would text my friends and say, can I use you as a reference? And they're like, yes. I said, okay, give this person a call and they tell them what I've done for them and how much I've changed their life. And they're like, well, can you tell me something there's no way that nobody else can know? And I told them. And then that's when they were like, like on the phone. And I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm the real deal. You don't mess with me. You don't deal. I'm not here to prove anything. I'm here to help you. If you don't believe in what I do, then the biggest question of all is that, why did you call me then?
Exactly.
If you don't believe in anything I do. And I've had, and it's sad because you're just like, who are you kidding? Like, and I'm pretty sure everybody that's watching the show, Beth and Margaret and Becky and Leanne, you know what I'm talking about. When you have to prove them something, but they treat you like crap, but you get the validation, you tell them something, there's just no way that you could have known. And for example, like Mark has had a demon experience. So nobody's going to say, Mark, there are no demons that exist. I could just imagine what Mark would say. He'd be like, you're full of crap.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure Joe has experiences too, but he's not going to share them. But I'm pretty sure he knows a lot about the paranormal. Hello.
Well, I've got a lot to say about that. So, I mean, you know, you talk aliens, people out there. I think that aliens don't exist. Well, I think they're pretty ignorant to begin with, because to think that we're the only living creatures in the universe that are on one single tiny little speck of a planet compared to all the other planets out there, and none of them have a life form on them, I doubt it. Intelligence? Probably. You know, people are ignorant. You know, we're not alone. We're definitely not alone. You know. There is something.
Yes, and that is, yeah, there is something. And I can agree. Yes, sir. I can agree on that one.
I mean, people that are going to believe there's no such thing as there's no aliens out there or no other life beings in some other planet, well, then they probably also believe that the Earth is flat too, right? You know, I mean, it just don't make sense.
But don't give me stuff. That is insane.
Not today. You know, I mean,
he says, yeah.
I had an experience, you know, or an afterlife experience, however you want to call it, you know. An out-of-body experience is the best way to put it. That's it. You know, I was on the brink of, I actually died a few times and so on and so forth. But, you know, that made me believe that, you know, what an old biology teacher said back in high school, anything's possible. Yeah, anything's possible. You know, I'm not supposed to be here. Yeah, you know, I wasn't supposed to live this long.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here I am.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that, you know what, dude? You sound like my friend too, because I have a friend that excuse me, sorry. Sorry, I was burping. Like, what I was going to say is that I have a friend that she felt like she's not even supposed to be here. It's a friend of mine, but she haven't talked to her in a while, but she's been watching me too. She said that she felt she wasn't going to live to see all this chaos with the camps and, you know, with all this, you know, COVID different things with the government, with, you know, and mm-hmm. she says, I hope I don't live to see it. Well, guess what? She lost her loved one, her soulmate, and she's still here. And she's like, Chris, I taught you everything I know, but I'm still here. And I said, you know what? And by the way, her name's Donna. She's a good friend of mine. And I told her, I said, you know what? I think you're here still for a reason. Your mission's not complete, even though you might feel that your mission's complete. But I think God has another plan for you. You're here to still teach. You know, you taught me to honor my gifts, to enhance them. You tested me, and you tested me with friends that you knew everything about them, and I didn't know anything, and I could still pick up stuff off of them. That's when she taught me how to embrace my gifts, not to shut them off, and I'm glad that she brought me up, because, you know, she's like a sister to me. She's one of my other mentors from a long time ago. But yeah, it just, that's just an example that just because you feel that your mission is complete, doesn't that mean that you're going to go? Because God's going to take you when he's supposed to take you, not when you want to go and say, you know what, let me just kill myself so I can get out of here. No, it doesn't work that way. Not on your timetable. So.
Well, I have to say, Chris, you know, obviously, you're religious, because I keep hearing you talk about God and Jesus, and that's fine. Myself, personally, with all the experiences I've had, I don't truly believe that there is one particular God. I believe that there are, like, a tier of different, you know, entities that have had hands in our creation. And bringing us to become what we are now.
Yes, and exactly.
I truly believe that we are on the verge of enlightenment. Kind of like what Buddha is.
Yeah, I do see
about.
That. And even though I know. Oh, yeah, that's a whole nother subject, too, because to me, I mean, yes, I'm spiritual. But I'm also religion, but I don't put too much religion with my gift, because with my gift and religion, that's something totally different. It's just that I do feel that there is no one God, like you said. I do believe that there is all types of different types of things that we probably don't even know. I don't know.
No.
But I just do feel that we all can. We might pray to the same source. Yeah, and a lot of people don't see that. We won't know until we cross over what's on the other side. And that's something that we kind of question it, even though we know it's there, but we're like, what's really on the other side? And you know what's crazy? Mm-hmm. The way you're going to find out is if you have a near-death experience. If you have a near-death experience and you see your loved ones and you see God or whatever you want to call them, source, when you see that and you come back, I do feel that you come out more sensitive and you perceive life as different as what you see it. Like going in, when you see the trees, you see life in a whole different perspective when you have that near-death experience. It's never the same once you cross out, once you die, and then you have that second chance to live. You see things in a way that everything's magical. You don't see it as logical. You see everything as different.
Yeah, you do.
I took a time out and I reevaluated everything and readjusted a lot. Everything's changed since before I got leukemia and died, and after are two different versions of me. You know, it's a lot.
Wow.
You you reevaluate.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you, Joe. You see everything different though. And that, I'm pretty sure.
I actually started writing letters. All right. Literally writing letters and looking people up from my past and apologizing because I thought I was gonna die. Because the doctors told me December 4th, 1995 I wasn't gonna live to see Christmas that year. You know. So after I survived it all, I started writing all these letters. You know.
And
it changes everything. Everything changes. It sure did.
I've never had any kind of near-death experience or anything, but I do understand that for people that have had that experience, the perspective of life does change a lot. But one thing I do know or notice, and if you're talking with the people who have had those kind of experiences, everyone has a different story. Everyone, that there's some similarities to what they see, but I think it's that what they're experiencing is unique to them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because not everybody can experience it the same way.
That is true.
I believe that.
Exactly. And then sometimes, and it's weird that, you know, it's weird that you were talking about this because I do believe this. Every psychic or every medium or any demonologist, I don't care what you label yourself as, there's always a story behind how we grew up. Some of us are blessed. Some of us are poor. Some of us come from very poor families to where we become middle class and we can afford how we live our life. So I do believe that every psychic, every person has a story. And I truly agree that because, I mean, to where they started, when they started off like the way I did, not my story might be different from another psychic's or from someone else's that's gifted. Everybody has a story. And it's crazy because I know Margaret, she's a good friend of mine. I know she's typing in the chat. I look at her, and there was this one show, I'm not kidding you. There was this one show a long time ago, I don't even know it was years ago. I was doing readings on the show. Okay. They made fun of her because of all the stuff that she said. And I defended her and I said, how dare you say that to her? Just because you think she's not all there or she's weird or what, or that she's making up stuff to get attention. No. That's almost like me saying the same, like you're saying the same thing about me. You don't do that to people. Everybody, even they might think that you're not all there, but if they say something that you,
even if she was,
it's tough. I mean,
she was picking it up. Who's she harming? Nobody.
No. And I don't. Yeah. Honestly, she's typing right now about
you either believe Christ or you don't believe
in God, and I don't begrudge her that at all. She has her belief, and I'm not saying that she's right.
We all,
and I'm not saying that I'm right, but everybody has their own perspective on life. Their own perspective on beliefs.
I try to keep an open mind.
And it has to happen, you know.
Yeah.
You have to pretty much, I'm trying to think of the right words here. You have to, like Joe said, you got to kind of have an open mind with things. Okay.
Yeah.
Because until you get the absolute solid proof of any of it, you will never know exactly what it actually is.
Yes, and that is true because I mean it's just sad because you really think that I don't know. To me, I just feel like you said, everybody has a story. Everybody's got their own beliefs. Some people can believe in Buddhas, people can believe in and you know Hindu, you know, or whatever they believe in. It does not make them less of a person.
No, it doesn't.
It's just how God created them. It's how, or how the source made them. It's just different, you know, and I think that's why society is the way it is, because it's just, we're all mixed and we're all blessed in our own way. And this is, I don't know if y'all agree on this, but I'm just saying, I say this on different shows. I truly, and I can say this 100%, I do not believe everybody's psychic. Yes, you might be a sensitive and you can pick up on energy. And the reason why I say that is because it's been proven so many times to me that, you know, if people, you know, were not skeptic and people thought I was a devil worshiper, and everybody says everybody's psychic to some degree. No, I don't think so. Because if they would, they wouldn't be calling me a devil worshiper, or they wouldn't be thinking that there's nothing beyond this life, that there is no such thing as paranormal phenomena. There's no demons, or there's no aliens. That's what I'm saying. I do believe that everybody has a different gift, but not everybody's psychic. There's people that are painters, there's people that are carpenters, there's people that are mechanics, and they have their gift. But those gifts you can see. That's where I'm going with this. You could see their gifts. Psychics and mediums, intuitive people, you cannot see until they can tell you something that they're not even supposed to know about you, or something that they can't look up on and say, you know what, let me go to Mark's Facebook and see what, let me read him and say, let me look at his bio. There's nothing on there. There's nothing on there that can say, well, this is what he's been through.
There's hardly anything on my bio.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's like the same thing with me too. Nobody can tell me what I've been through unless if they're really gifted and they know, you know, their stuff. And they'll be like, Chris, I know you've been through this. And I'll be like, yes, no, you know, and I'm going to tell them, no, that's incorrect. But if it's something that they see in their third eye or their vision, I'm going to tell them, yes, I went through this and this and this and that. That's how you know what is legit and what's not legit. I don't know how y'all perceive that everybody's psychic, because I don't believe that. I really don't. I do believe that there's people that have ESP, but it's completely different from a psychic. Completely different. It's nowhere near it. To live on the psychic 24/7, 7 days a week, what I go through? No. You don't know what it takes to be a psychic and put yourself in Chris's shoes. And trust me, if you're not a psychic, you don't want to be a psychic, because you don't want to know what I know. Unless if your curiosity killed the cat and you'd be like, okay, you know what? I want to see what Chris knows. But until then, you're just like, no. That's why I believe that there is something other to life. And we will all see that when it's our time. Like, for example, I do believe there's a Palladium, because I was a Palladium. I was in Atlantis. I remember that past life in Atlantis. Some people don't believe that Atlantis exists. And that's just baloney. Yeah, I was in Atlantis. See, there you go. Did y'all hear that?
I believe that Atlantis existed.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Another Atlantis person. Amen. Beth said amen. Did you see what she said? She said amen.
Yes.
But like I said, but the thing is, I know that existed. And you know what's even crazier? Back then, if I remember right, Atlantis was even abducted by aliens too back then. You know, so a lot of people think that there was no city of gold. I mean, come on. I mean, if you knew and you remember that past life, or if you have or you just go into a trance and you remember the things you did, you know that it's real. It's not a fairy tale. There's a lot of things like, for example, I'm going to give you another subject that gets me kind of like really, really thinking. the Bermuda Triangle. The Bermuda okay. Triangle.
The Bermuda when you Triangle. Go
to that place, yeah, I do believe in my heart that there's a portal. And when you cross that portal, you don't come back. I don't know where the hell you go, but I know you go somewhere beyond this time. There's another world that we might not even know.
Dimensional,
and you're like
dimensional
thinking,
rift.
Where the hell? Where? Yeah, exactly. Rift. You don't know where you go. Yeah, and I do believe that there is a portal within that barrier. And if you cross that barrier, you better say goodbye because you're not coming back. Unless if you have some twin powers like Bewitch and twitch your nose and come back.
You see what Ben,
but, you know, there's just no way you can go.
That would explain a lot of the Bermuda Triangle, though.
Yeah.
But, no,
but I do believe in
we
that,
have
too.
Many, we have too much phenomena in this world to not believe some of this stuff.
There's got to be some kind of portal there where...
Yes.
They ever found wreckage in the Bermuda Triangle?
There's some wreckage that they have found.
No, there
yet.
Isn't. That's
no, there is. There is. There are some.
Teams, have they?
The Flight 19, the fighters and the bombers that took off out of Florida, they went out and they... Something went weird, and they've never found those planes.
Totally.
But they have found the P-51 Mustangs. They have found some that were similar, you know, looked similar to them.
Wow!
The wreckage of them in the Bermuda Triangle and under the water, but it was more in the shallows. So, but I was laughing at what Beth said.
That's kind of interesting.
Now see those.
I know. I saw that. I saw that.
But maybe.
But you know what's weird? Now that you say that, Mark.
There's a strong magnetic field because.
What is that?
People that have survived going through the Bermuda Triangle have also said that their compasses and stuff have gone berserk.
Yep.
As they've gone over the area.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. There's a lot of
worms.
Yeah.
You opened a can of worms when you said that.
It's okay. No, it's okay.
Because there is actually a pilot.
That's what makes it.
There is actually a pilot that left an airfield. I want to say he was actually in Bermuda, and he was in one of those Cessnas, the smaller aircraft, and he had a full tank of fuel. And the flight from where he left to Miami was supposed to be like a 3-hour flight. And somehow they got there in 30 minutes. And in order to do that, he said when they got up in the flight path that the clouds started looking really weird. And they started with a kind of a circular motion and looking kind of a greenish glow to them. And when they emerged, they were over Florida, and it had only been like 30 minutes. And they even showed his, you know, he even was talking about how much fuel that they burned, which wasn't even enough to make the entire trip in the first place.
So wow.
They had something happen that just kind of, it was really weird.
That is weird, though, because you know what? I learned something from you, and you know, and it's weird that you say that, even though I did believe that everything was not found. There was maybe some things, like you said, that were found, but I do believe that some things, not everything was found. The only thing that gets me is that, yes, they were in the ocean, but what caused it? If it was all together, if the plane was all together and everything was intact, there has to be some kind of EMF, something that really should turn that plane to crash, and that's what just, you know, just acknowledging it makes you think that there is something. Okay, that was weird. I just heard that there's a magnetic field within that area. There's something that causes
electromagnetic field
things to disappear.
It could be
yeah, so
ley lines, it could be intersecting ley lines there that's causing some of it too. You have to kind of look at the old maps of the wow. earth to find the ley lines. Yeah, Miriam was asking if Chris is doing readings.
No, I'm not. Not on this
tonight.
Show.
Not tonight, not Miriam.
Not on this broadcast. But yeah, but like I said, I mean, I do feel that everything that we're talking about, it really narrows down to that there is paranormal phenomenon. There is other dimensions. There's other portals, vortex. There's just too much to dismiss. Way too much to dismiss and say, okay, it's just, this is normal. This is normal.
There's too much that's already been caught on, on film and audio to dismiss it. We've already got way too much stuff going on. And I have actually in the last like 10 years, I've actually noticed that activities, the paranormal activity parts of it for like the spirits and stuff like that has actually seemed like it has increased. I don't know if it's because of the shows that they've been doing or if it's just the fact that, again, I feel that our society is finally coming into the enlightenment part of our phase as a society, as the creatures that we are, and that maybe that's causing.
And actually, that's funny you said that because we were talking about that. I think on Beth's show, or I don't know what show I was talking about, but I did feel that there is something different. Like there's a different frequency that feels different to me. And the veil has thinned so damn thin. It's like there's more phenomenon than what we used to experience back then. And it seems like it's more, there's more that's open. There's a lot of people that are awakening, the ones that are supposed to, and the ones that are not. I guess they have to play catch up is what I would have to say. They would need to catch up to be aware that there's something more or something big that's about to happen. And I do feel like you said, there's something more.
There's
a lot of people might not believe it, but yeah. And I feel that too. And it's weird that you say that because you're like, you try to pinpoint what it is, but even no matter how gifted you are, you know, sometimes you can go to the ASIC records up there on the other side. It's what we call the library. You might not even be able to get that access because you don't have access to that to get permission from the other side to get it. Unless if you have that higher calling and say, okay, can you get this for me? But you need to ask the other people on the other side, can you show me what is going to happen in 10 years? Or what's going to happen in 20 years? Or is the world going to collapse? Or is the world going to be in fire? We don't know. But we do know that there is something coming. We're just not, I don't think we're prepared for whatever it is. I have a feeling that we're not prepared. And I don't think we'll ever be prepared because I don't think we're ready to see the truth. That's what I see. I don't think we're prepared psychically. I feel it. Like I feel like we're not ready.
I have a theory on it. I feel that over the last few decades that mankind has been guided by the higher beings that have been watching over us. And I'm talking about aliens, and that the Great Awakening that we are about to come into and experience is the activation of the DNA that were placed in us over the, you know, from that amount of time. That because I believe that we have alien DNA in our systems, that we are part alien. And that at that point, that's also when we're going to find out that they have actually, and then we're going to get solid proof that they have actually been watching us and watching over us and helping guide us on our journeys in life.
Wow. Wow. That's funny. You know what's weird? I'm going to ask y'all something, and this is everybody in the chat, and this is just a question. I remember somebody posting it on Facebook earlier today, and they were talking about insomnia, people having trouble sleeping. The sleeping patterns have been kind of just like off the chart to where they just don't know why they stay up at different hours, like the witch hours, like for me. Mm-hmm. One night, I don't even know how I did a show, but I was so exhausted. Like, I don't even know why I was all like itching right here. I mean, it could have been allergies, but there's nights where I have bad insomnia and I'm thinking, what is my mind or what am I thinking about? Or what is it that there's this shift that's going on? Because I've noticed that it's not just me. There's a lot of people that are very, very psychic that are feeling this stuff. And they're like, and I'm pretty sure they question it. What is it that's keeping us awake? Is it the 5G? Is it something beyond that we don't know? Is there like a frequency with the airwaves? Which there is probably airwaves that we probably don't know. Are not aware of. Or okay, that was weird, that's just not funny what I just heard, that there's mind control. Okay, for Margaret, that was for you, Margaret, there's mind control. But yeah, I do feel that there is mind control. There is something that's getting in the air, in our brain airwaves, that's keeping us awake. For what? Don't know. And this is a very good subject because it gets me thinking now. Why can't we sleep? Why can't we sleep? See, there it goes. There's Jane. She says, I'm doing the same thing. I'm always waking up around 3 a.m. What? Why do we wake up at those hours? Why? Why do we wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning?
I wake up.
Thank you for that validation, Jane. That just proves that.
I wake up at those hours so I can go to
and
work.
And it makes you wonder, like, well, you probably go to work, but that's normal for you. But for us, the people that are, like, that we can't sleep, it's like, what is going on with our bodies?
Yeah.
Oh, and you know what? It's weird. I'm actually being told that we're getting downloads with information, and that's probably why mm-hmm. we can't go to sleep.
That's a good possibility.
That's a thought, too.
Yeah, my girlfriend,
wow,
she's up I'm all the time. She's up all night long a lot of times. So,
wow. I'm just amazed with all the subjects that we're talking about because, see, with and you know what they say, too? Oh. They've even told us to go ahead. Sorry.
No, Joe's, I think Joe's ready to call it.
Yeah, it's getting to that time.
We've already went over the hour mark. We usually do only hour shows, but this is, I'm liking the talk we're having. So.
Oh. I know. It doesn't want to end. You don't want to end. But maybe we can reschedule if y'all want me back on. We can talk about whole other things. Because to me, it doesn't, yeah, we can just arrange it if you want, and we can just pick a certain subject and try to stick with the subject, but to me it just fluctuates to where it never ends. And well, like they say, like knowledge said, is power. And
it's
boy,
like I said, I ask one question only. That is a set question, and the rest of it.
Then you know what? And I was gonna tell you, for Mark and Joe, I love your show. I know that we went over the mark, and I'm sorry, but it's just...
No, it's okay.
It's amazing, and I love your broadcast. And actually, I do feel a good vibe between you both. I feel like we've known each other many, many years. And as a matter of fact, for some reason, Mark, I'm feeling like I've seen you before. I can't figure out. And it's not the broadcast. I just feel like your energy feels very familiar to me. I can't even figure out from where, maybe but we can talk about that.
Past life.
I don't know, but but I know that it was a good show, and I hope you guys enjoyed it, because I did, and I didn't. Oh, you know what? I don't want to end, but I know that they got things to. Yeah, and thank you, Joe, for doing a good job, and I love you guys, and just want to say, guys, if you want to get a hold of me, for the ones that don't know me, reach me at 210-974-3470. Again, 210-974-3470, or you can reach me at the website that's going across the screen, or Chris Psychic Garcia on Facebook, or email me at garcia187bluelove@gmail.com. And I love you guys. Thank you for having me on. It's a privilege.
Well, thank you for coming on. This is a fun show.
Anytime.
I love the way our
it was fun. I didn't want it to end. I know, right? That's what I'm saying. I do the same thing. I tend to talk about this and then this and this and this. It's almost like we were supposed to talk about it. It just flows. Oh, yeah. It just flows.
All right, yeah. Joe. Anything you got to add?
Just stay safe, and we'll see you Friday.
Wear your mask.